You're listening to Mitchell's Front Page on 94.7 The Pulse.
We might just move now straight to this interview with the CFA because fire season is coming up, and I'm now joined on the line by Mick McGuinness. He's the Operations Manager at the CFA. Mick, good morning and welcome to the program.
Morning, Mitchell. How are you?
Yeah, very good, thank you. I just wanted to ask about fire season, and first of all, what is something that best describes fire season and what it is?
Well, the fire season for us really is the summer period. The CFA in and around the Geelong area, we have a fire season 24/7, I suppose you could say, in as much as that during the summertime we have grass fires and bush fires, and then typically during the winter months we tend to have more structural fires. But a fire season generally is the period usually from about 1st of December through till the end of March, and that correlates obviously with the summer period.
And at that time there's sort of heightened alert when it comes to bushfires and not so much sort of the structural fires that you were talking about.
Yes, that's right. Look, we still have structure fires occurring across the patch, but typically the bush and the grassland is dry during the summer period, obviously, and with the lower rainfalls, the higher temperatures, the lower relative humidity and the wind, all comes together to certainly give us some trouble in the grass and the bushland areas.
And during this time, who should be concerned or at least have some sort of plan in place or understand what's going on? For example, should people in the city be alarmed, or is it more centred around people out there in rural areas?
Well really, you're at risk of fire if you live near the bush, grassland or coastal scrub areas, and you really need to, if you are living near the bush or out in the grassland areas or within or near the coastal scrub, you really need to understand your fire risk and in your area and know exactly what to do.
So what's the best way to assess what your risk of fire is?
Well, it's about knowing, obviously knowing the environment that you're living in, and it's usually pretty clear cut. If you're living down on the coastal areas around Anglesey and Fairhaven and all those places, down in Lawn, you've got certainly coastal scrub areas, but you're also backing onto the bush. If you're out in the rural plains, you've got a grassland risk, which could also be that interface between perhaps an urban area and also open paddocks and the like.
So if you've worked out that you're in an area where there could be a risk of a fire happening, what would be the most important thing to do? Would it be to start putting together a fire action plan?
Yes, certainly. Look, talking to your family and friends about fire risk in and around the area that you live and making plans is certainly what we encourage everybody to do, so that they understand what they need to do and what they will do on the hot, dry, windy days.
Yep, and what does that plan normally involve? I mean, obviously it's dependent on the area, but is it about what things you have to protect, or how to load up the car with the most important things in your house, or what does it usually involve?
Well look, leaving early is without doubt the safest option to protect yourself and your family. So if the fire danger rating is a code red or an extreme or a severe, you're risking your life if you wait around to see what happens. So leaving early is the safest option to protect yourself and the family, and also to stay up to date and stay informed. So by checking the fire danger rating for your area every day, and certainly act to protect yourself and your family by leaving early on hot, dry, windy days is certainly the most appropriate thing to do. You know, don't wait and see. Leaving late is risky. It can mean that, you know, a drive that might normally take you, several minutes could take you significantly longer, could even take up to an hour or more, and you may not be able to even get through or get out.
Is that because of the congestion in the area or lots of people trying to get out at once?
Yes, it can, and certainly, if there is a fire, a lot of smoke, embers, things can happen. Fallen trees, power lines, it all adds up to see that you could be facing further risk for yourself and your family, and you could be trapped or something even worse could happen. So we really are encouraging everybody to really stay informed, check your fire danger ratings and understand what they mean in your area, and then by leaving early is really about protecting your family and yourself. But obviously, you know, there's other aspects that we're certainly asking people to understand, and that is to clean up around their properties, you know, understanding what they need to do, preparing yourself and your family and your property for summer. Prepare yourself and your family, be understanding your risk, know your risk in your area, decide what you're going to do, you know, things like packing important documents, deciding when you're going to go, make sure you got your photos, medications, money and clothes that you can leave with ease before a fire starts, and then down to things like preparing your property before you do leave. So, you know, start now, prepare your property, removing firewood, dry leaves and other rubbish that could be located out and around your house. It's certainly about reducing the impact on fire or impact of fire on your home. So keeping your gutters clean, clearing out your leaves, clearing away small twigs and all sorts of other flammable items that can build up around your property, as well as, you know, cutting back branches on your trees and shrubs and just basically reducing the amount of combustible materials that where you can have direct flame contact on your home, or items that's going to increase the radiant heat on your house. So again, by preparing your property, having a plan, and leaving early on those really hot, dry, windy days is all about your own safety and also protecting your assets.
So when it comes to, say, leaving early or deciding to leave or evacuate, what information do you use to determine whether you should leave or not? Is it, for example, the temperature of the day? Is it where the wind's coming from? Or is it just based on what level of fire danger there is on that particular day?
Yes, look, the key indicator is the fire danger rating. So each day the fire danger rating can change. But certainly the top scale is code red, so those code red days, the next level down, the extreme, or even the next level down, when you're hearing fire danger ratings being spoken about as being severe or extreme or code red, that's when you know that that the fires will run fast, they'll run hard, and if a fire does get going in your area, it will no doubt have significant impact on your local community. So understanding the code red, the extreme severe, understanding the fire danger rating is certainly the key element to understanding what's going on in your patch. And you can obtain that sort of information by contacting the Victorian Bushfire Information Line on 1800 240 667. There's also you can download the Fire Ready app, and you can download that from emergency.vic.gov.au site. There's also the CFA's Facebook page and Twitter. Listening to your local radio, and as I said, ringing the Bushfire Information Line will certainly get you that information immediately as to what the fire danger rating is for your area.
And when you say for your area, how widespread are the fire danger ratings? Is it for your particular small patch of territory, or is it that particular region in the state of Victoria?
Yeah,
where does it
generally
apply?
Generally within districts. So you'll get indicators as to what the fire danger rating is for your district where you live, and that's generally applied, you know, across a fairly large area of where you live. So, as an example, the central district of Victoria, which encompasses Geelong, there'll be a fire danger rating indicated for that area.
Yep, okay. And I suppose I've seen on TV where you may get an SMS notification if there's particular danger in your area. At what stage would you get an SMS notification?
Well, that's all connected as part of the emergency warning systems that are in operation across Victoria. So if there is a fire that starts, you may very well receive an advice message, which could be produced via the internet, or it could pop up on emails. But you may get an advice message that can simply mean that there's a fire in your local area. You need to get some more information and monitor those conditions. But then it could move into a watch and act message, which means that a fire is heading towards you and conditions are changing and you need to start taking action. And certainly the emergency warning is an indicator that you're in immediate danger and that you need to act now, and basically that you are going to be impacted by fire.
And I was just going to say, do people need to register, for example, their email address or their mobile phone number to get these alerts, or how do they get sent out?
Well, they'll be sent out. You can receive it via your mobile phone. Emergency warnings can be messages sent out and text messages on your mobile phones. It could be a message via your normal phone at home. It can ring and you pick it up and you'll have a message on there. But generally, on those code red, extreme or severe days, we ask people to monitor the system all the time. So monitor your local radio station. Check from time to time on the CFA Facebook page and Twitter if you're following that, or certainly if you've got smartphones and the like, certainly download the Fire Ready app and that can assist you in being in touch and monitoring constantly.
Yeah, and I guess the last thing is if someone has left it too late and you know, there's a fire coming towards them or their property, what do they need to do? Do they need to make sure that they don't panic and try and evacuate at the last moment? How do you actually go about moving to a safe area, I suppose, when you know it looks like you're in a very dangerous situation?
I mean, people shouldn't be putting themselves into that situation. That's why we ask them to plan and prepare and leave early, but certainly it's about taking shelter. You know, if there was a fire approaching and impacting, you know, they need to take refuge, they need to take shelter in their properties. And if they've done their clean-up around their house, very much the fire front may pass through. They can stay inside their homes and withstand that impact, and then perhaps once that fire front's moved through after a few minutes, then be able to move back outside and start to put out spot fires and the like.
Okay, well, thank you so much for joining us this morning, Mick. I really appreciate it.
Terrific. Thanks, Mitch.
Thank you, Mick McGuinness, the Operations Manager of the CFA.